And I think when Brother Ira was speaking, the connection between freedom and worship is a fascinating thing to me. I think people are seeking freedom right and left and everywhere. Revolutions are happening everywhere in the world because people are seeking freedom. And generally speaking, is by young people. I never seen a revolution started in a nursing home. Because they didn't like the dessert or something. It's really young people that start these things all the time. Because there is something so precious when you are young. You think you have this capability to think that you could do a lot of things because you don't have enough experience for your limitation. So you are a daredevil. You could do anything, you could go anywhere, you have freedom. As a matter of fact, you would think that this matter of a religion is a bomb. So we need freedom from religion. And that's what you hear in all of the university campuses, that religion is a bomb, you have to get rid of it. If people, like the verse in the Book of Judges, have no bond whatsoever, if I could do whatever I want, if I get up in the morning, I want to have French fries and ice cream and ketchup on there, eat them, and nobody tells me anything, that is really freedom. You can say it. So it's not really freedom. Because without orders, without one who kind of gives you a control, it's a chaos. If they tell me that on the road anyone could drive the way they wanted to drive, do you want to drive on that road? Where people could go the opposite direction, where people could go 100 miles an hour, where people could go 50 miles an hour. You want to drive on that road. Accidents and disaster and death will happen. So I want our mind to think very clearly here. That if we want freedom to know God, to worship God, it has to be according to the way He described it. The example that were given to us in the Book of Exodus, I write a few things, and I want you to understand the illustration. Egypt at that time is a picture, is a type of the world today. Where people have tolerance for everything. Whatever God you want, you can worship. You want a sun god, you have it. You want to worship a calf, a cow, you have that too. You want to worship three of them, you have that too. You want to worship nobody, you have that too. It's completely freedom. Were the children of Israel free in the land of Canaan? No, they weren't. Yeah, the freedom to choose whatever God you want. No, because you know what? Behind the scene, there was one who's controlling everything. And that is a cruel master. It's Pharaoh. He is a type of Satan. So keep in mind, Egypt is a type of the world. Pharaoh is a type of Satan. It's a picture of that. And today we have the same thing. There is push for power. There is push for freedom. There is push for you to worship your own brain because you choose whatever you want. But you're not really free. You are enslaved to a master who can set up that system and want to activate you. And you have a choice to that. You could go on saying, I want to stay in that type of the world where I can do whatever I want. I could serve Satan because I feel I will have freedom. If you ask the children of Israel, would you like to stay in the land of Egypt? You guys have all the choices. All the choices you want. As a matter of fact, you ate meat. Eat onion, they eat, they have all the top diet, whatever you want to eat, you can eat. There's hard work that's going on, misery. Only God will free you. So now, what is God saying? God wants you, you've heard it. And I want you to, God doesn't want anything from you because you have nothing in you. Even the brain that you have, God gave you that. He gave you everything, you your eyes, you your hand, He gave you everything. So He doesn't want anything from you. He wants you. And He wants you to make you happy. Satan has given you that idea that God, if you become a religious person, oh man, they're miserable people. Look at their long faces, you know, they don't go to gym on Sunday, they go to the church. But we. No. We want you today to realize one thing. If you want to be free, if you really want to be free, you need to know God. And God revealed Himself to the person of the Lord Jesus, because He is God manifest in the flesh. So you need to read your Bible to understand what is the truth. What are God's God's requirement. What did he do so you be free? And worship is really thinking about God. Forget about yourself. Forget about everything else. You are focusing on it. And when that is right, trust me, you're not going to be sitting home lazy, gazing at the skies and what I am focusing on. You're going to be actually the best worker, the best student, the best person that behaves. You're not going to be in trouble with anybody if you are right with God. If you're not right with God, then all of you are happy. And I dare any of you to prove me wrong. That if you neglect God and follow Satan, your life will be happy. You have all the money in the world, and look at them. You will have them. We are most fascinated about the Hollywood actors and actresses. They have the beauty, they have the fame, everybody knows about them, they know their name, they follow them, they follow people. They are all miserable people. They're either using drugs, they are either in rehab, or relapsed, or committing suicide. Why? Don't they have the freedom? They have the money. They could go anywhere in the world. They have the beauty or the smartness or the fame, the recognition, everything that you want, you wish to have 10 of them. They're miserable people. But I can show you millions of Christians that might be poor, that might not be the smartest people in the world, but they are happy in the Lord because you know how to experience freedom to know God and worship.
I want to get an illustration of this thought of knowing God and the response to Him. Moses had that experience in Exodus chapter 34. In Exodus 34, God appeared to Moses. Reading in verse 5. And the Lord descended, or Jehovah descended in a cloud and stood with him there, and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, on the children's children to the third and fourth generation. And Moses made haste, bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. What we have here is God revealing himself and showing himself to Moses. And what we have to realize is that there is a very real distraction that wants to always turn us away from the God who has revealed himself, the God who has spoken, the God who is there. And so by not recognizing the God who is there, we have to find something else to do. And so we get occupied with ourselves, we get occupied with the world. When Moses got this glimpse of how great God is, the only response is he bowed and worshiped. And that's where our hearts need to be, to see God in all of his greatness, his sovereignty, his superiority, his wisdom, all that he is, then my heart being renewed. Responsive to him, it bows, and moves inside of all myself, bowing in response.